AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump said again today the war in Iran could be over soon. The ceasefire runs out next week. Pakistan officials are in Iran to work on a possible extension. The closing of the Strait of Hormuz to shipping traffic by Iran sent oil and gas prices soaring. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was asked when prices would go back to where they were.
I'm optimistic that sometime between June 20th and September 20th, that we can have $3 gas again. And as I said this morning, too, we are going to be watching the gas stations because they raise prices very quickly when the crude oil prices went up. We hope they'll bring them down just as quickly as crude oil prices have come down.
In the Senate, Arizona Democrat Mark Kelly says U.S. relations with NATO and other allies are now weaker.
So we've got to strengthen those relationships, have to get the Strait of Hormuz open. And we've got to restore some kind of sanity to our national security. This is going to go down in history as one of this president's biggest mistakes.
The commander of Iran's Joint Military Command is threatening to halt trade in the Gulf region if the U.S. does not lift its blockade on Iranian ports. Health officials in Lebanon say the number of children killed in Israeli strikes in Lebanon have risen to 172. Stocks are flirting with records following their big rally over the last 2 weeks. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's top priority is securing help to buy and build more air defense systems. Russia is continuing its deadly attacks on civilians and infrastructure. In Britain, the BBC plans to cut up to 2,000 jobs to save 10% of its annual budget. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Get ready for some new music from a pop superstar.
In the words of Madonna's 2005 hit song, Hung Up, the pop superstar announced she'll release a new album, Confessions on a Dance Floor, Part 2. That's 21 years after the original. It's also her first full-length album since 2019's Madam X. The original Confessions has been widely regarded as a return to the top of her powers, dance pop disco for a new era of clubgoers. It was certified platinum in 2005 and won a Grammy for Best Electronic Dance Album in 2006. The album releases on July 3rd. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
LaMelo Ball was so excited about delivering a knockout blow in the Charlotte Hornets' postseason win last night, he carried it over to his victory celebration, delivering two seemingly playful right-hand jabs to the oversized head of Hugo, the Hornets' mascot. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.